I want to say greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
我要奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
It's always just such a joy. I look forward to the times when I can be together with you in worship.
每次来到大家当中都非常的高兴，我每一次都是很期待盼望到你们当中来。
You have to forgive me for sitting earlier. I'm just a little tired, and I'll tell you why in just a moment.
刚刚很对不起，我整个过程都是坐着的，因为我有点累了。
I'm leaving in the morning on a mission trip to Sri Lanka.
我要早上要去斯里兰卡那边做一个宣讲。
Next to India, right, the little island country next to India.
就在那个印度旁边。
And we're going to be with the family camp, the Wesleyan family camp. 7 of our Wesleyan churches there are coming together.And so we're going to speak and teach and give concerts there.
有几个从卫斯理教会来的弟兄姐妹的家庭都会跟我们去，然后我们会在那边开音乐会，然后布道。
So I've been kind of preparing and getting ready for leaving in the morning.
我今天早上我就是在准备这些事情。
And I was at my church this morning and I did the sermon.
然后我早上还要在另外一个教会布道。
And then I said the benediction.
然后当我给他们祝福了之后。
And everyone was just standing there. They just kept standing there looking at me.
每个人都还就是站在那边就盯着我。
And I didn't know what was wrong.
我不知道什么东西出了问题。
But I'm tired, so I guess I wasn't thinking all the way through.
但是我想我那时候大概是很累了，所以我根本就没有想到什么。
And finally, my newly adopted daughter came up.
最后呢，刚刚领养的一个女儿过来。
She said, "Don't forget the communion."
她说不要忘掉圣餐。
I was so tired I forget. The communion table was right in front of me and I had just said the benediction and I'd forgotten all about communion. So I'm not going to do that today. No, I won't.
但是当时我实在太累了，所以虽然那圣餐的桌子在摆在就摆在我前面，可是我就是全部忘得一干二净，但是我保证我等会不会忘掉。
But let's pray. Let's go right into God's word.
那我们一起低头祷告。
God, we pray that you speak to us.In a fresh new way today.
神啊，愿你用一个全新的方式今天向我们说话。
We love your word because you're able to bring us new insights every time we look at it.
我们爱慕你的话语，因为每次当我们在重新思想你的话语的时候，我们就得到了新的启示。
We humble ourselves before you.
我们在你面前谦卑。
And ask that you help us to hear what you want to say through your word.
求你让我们能够开我们的耳朵听你要对我们讲所讲的话语。
May you receive all the glory and the honor and praise.
愿荣耀都归给你。
Amen.
Amen.
We want to look at the scripture in Matthew chapter 14.
今天我们要查考的是马太福音第十四章。
And in this passage, it's a very familiar passage of scripture, but we want to see what God is saying to us this morning from it.
这个是大家都非常熟悉的一段经文，但是我们今天要重新来看看这段经文要对我们提醒什么。
If you have, you've probably read the scripture many, many times and looked at the story many times.
你可能这段经文已经读了好多遍了。
But what I love about the Word of God, you can always see something fresh and new inside.
但是神的荣耀就是说，每次当我们重新读的时候，我们都有新的发现。
And so I want to speak this morning from the topic, the power to see.
所以我们今天要讲的题目就是说，看见的能力。
What is really interesting about this particular gospel passage?Is that it is recorded in all four of the Gospels.
所以我这个都是在四本圣经书上四本福音书上都讲的。
It's in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
每本福音都讲到马太福音、马可福音、约翰福音，还有路加福音。
So I think that it's something that God wants us to see because it's repeated. The story is repeated so many times.
所以呢，我觉得说这个故事是神要我们看见的，因为在每本福音书上都讲到。
In verse 13, the story opens with Jesus wanting to go to a solitary place.
在第十三节讲到说，耶稣基督他想到一个地方去，独自一个人在里面。
His cousin John the Baptist had just been beheaded in the verses right ahead.
他的 cousin 施洗约翰刚刚被斩了。
And Jesus.Is filled with many emotions and grief, and he just wants to be alone.
那时候，耶稣基督他就是心情非常的难过，所以他只想独自一个人在一起。
And so the text says that he tries to withdraw. He tries to go to a place where maybe just he and the disciples can be alone as he is thinking about this death of John.
所以当他想到他表兄被杀的 这件事上，他那时候大概只想单独一个人跟他的门徒在一起。
But the crowds follow him.
但是呢，众人都跟着他。
Jesus doesn't even have the luxury of having a few moments to think about John and all that has happened. The crowds that he's been teaching, they follow him to the solitary place.
这众人们都是他就是给他们教导过的，他那时候这些人就是跟着他，所以他连一点就是空余的时间独自自己的时间都没有。
And so in verse 14 when Jesus landed he sees a large crowd and the Bible says that he had compassion on them.
所以我们在十四节就看到说，当他看到众人的时候他就怜悯他们。
And that he healed their sick.
所以他就治了他们的病。
And so immediately we understand that the motive behind all that Jesus is going to do in the rest of the story is coming out of a heart of compassion.
所以我们看到了耶稣基督所后面所做的事情都是因为他有这颗怜悯的心。
You see, there are many people who sometimes do good things, but we don't always know what their motives are.
你会看到有很多人他们会做一些善事，但是你不知道他们背后的目的是什么。
Sometimes people will give money so that their name can be recognized.
有时候呢，人家捐款是因为他们要出名，要让人家知道他们。
Sometimes people give so that perhaps a building, particularly at the university, maybe a building on campus could be named after them.
有时候有些人给钱，说给，比如说给一个校园，那他们是因为他们要这个校园，或者说有一座建筑物是用他们的名字的。
But here in this text, it is quickly established that Jesus' motive, what's driving him, is this sense of compassion, the sense of empathy that he has for the people.
但是我们在这看到的，耶稣基督所做的，他都是。因为他有这颗怜悯的心，因为他爱他们。
And even though he is tired, even though he's dealing with his own emotions at the death of his cousin, he still, because of his compassion, takes the time out to minister to the people.
所以虽然他那时候因为他表兄去世，他心里面很悲伤，但是呢，他还是花这些时间来跟这众人在一起医好他们。
As Jesus begins to teach and minister to the people, the time just kind of